from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's big, you know, look at the outcome of that game, man. That's a big, big swing right there. Because after the first, obviously, you know, we had a hard time doing anything with that kid. And so that was really big and good for, you know, big for him, too.
That was your Braves skipper, Brian Snicker, talking about Jared Kelnick's home run as the Braves beat the Rockies 5-2. They've set themselves up to try to go for the sweep tonight.
Tiff, if you want to call it a tater, it's okay.
A tater?
It was a tater.
Could have said he went yickety.
Yeah. He went hambo.
You say tater, you have to put like a country.
Do you think I do? Tater.
You do.
Tater.
You sound.
Tater. Yeah, I don't know.
It landed in the chop house.
You can't just say tater. It comes out as tater.
Yeah, tater. It landed in the chop house, and it was to a lot of those guys' points, and you hear Snit saying that they couldn't do anything else with the pitching from the Colorado Rockies. Blaylock, the Atlanta native. What did we say he was from? Parkview, is that right? They couldn't do much with him after the Jared Kelnick home run. You got that offensive explosion in the first inning and just kind of coasted. But, Bo, I'll say this. I think, and not to take anything away from Charlie Morton and the incredible job the bullpen did, but it seems like more times than not, when the Braves score five runs, no matter when it comes, when the Braves score five, you're in a good spot with the way the starting pitching's been rolling here recently.
Well, that's supposed to be the way it is. I mean, with all due respect, like that is exactly what you should get. But that shows that I think that was – was it like the 24th straight game Braves starting pitching has allowed three or less runs?
I think it's 23. Yeah.
I think last night would have been the 24th. I want to say I could be one off, two off. But that's to your point how good their starting pitching has been. And look, let's make no mistake about it. Charlie Morton he has grinded his way through the season, and last night was another example of letting guys get on and limiting the damage. To go five innings and only allowing two was you wish you could have got more, but guess what? If Ronaldo Lopez can give me six and Schwellenbach and Fried and Sell can give me seven, I can take a five-inning outing from a guy like Charlie Morton if he only gives up two.
But is that what Charlie wants? Let's take
a I guess you're going to have games like that every now and then. And, you know, to go out and have a game like that and at least go five innings, I guess that's the silver lining. But, you know, in an ideal world, if I get 100 pitches to spend, it's like I'd prefer to go much deeper into the game.
I think what you hear in his voice is a little bit of sadness in the fact that he had to tax the bullpen and guys that have been taxed here recently, right? I'm so proud of what Raisel Iglesias is and what Pierce Johnson is and what Jimenez has been. They've all been fantastic. They all had the same freaking stat line last night, other than Raisel Iglesias giving up a crazy walk. But when you look at what they've been able to do, what you hear in Charlie Morton's voice is, I'd rather not have to call the bullpen out there in the sixth inning. But his pitch count gets up, gets a little wild, gets some swing and misses when he needs them. I mean, no doubt about it when you look at his final stat line. But there is some underlying things from the Braves last night that if you really want to dissect it, you're like, man, runners left on base, people that you kept putting on base with Charlie Morton and the pitching staff. But in the end, at this point in the season, when you've turned the calendar September, it's just about winning the game.
Yeah, you got to keep pace because the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Mets are all red hot, so you have to become red hot. Charlie, if this team makes the postseason – Charlie Morton could play a pivotal role on this pitching staff, but I don't think it's as a starter.
It's funny. You and I have talked about this for the last 2 months, it seems like. And the emergence of Ronaldo Lopez and Spencer Schwellenbach as right-handed arms in this rotation does a lot, gives you a lot of flexibility in a possible postseason series. I'm with you. I know he's been there, and I know he's done that. But he hasn't shown me anything here recently that leads me to believe he needs those big innings.
You're going to have Dylan Lee because he's a lefty. But I think Jesse Chavez has pitched his way out of the postseason roster, if there is one. And Charlie Morton has pitched himself into Chavez's role. And I think that would be the perfect way for Charlie Morton to ride out in the sunset, is giving this team what they needed in a postseason run. But got to get there, Tiff.
Let's hit a TB's timeout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.